This week's assignment was to bring something from the sermon that Brother David talked about last week. And here in Wisdom of Sirach 28, he read a couple verses. It says, "He who seeks revenge will find it from the Lord, and he will surely punish his sins. Forgive a wrong done you by your neighbor, then your sins will be pardoned when you pray. Can a man preserve wrath against his neighbor and still seek healing from the Lord? Can he show no mercy toward a man like himself and still beg God for mercy for himself?" I think that's a good thing we need to think about a lot, is how we treat other people and make sure we forgive everything, because God's going to treat us exactly how we treated other people. And we were talking to a customer this week about one of my dad's relatives, kind of distant, I think, that is around here now, and he is bitter against his parents, and that's just really sad looking at how he has lived his life. And he actually had to divorce his wife a couple of weeks ago, I think. And just, we need to look at people like that and use them as an example to steer away from.
I like what David said about how in a group like our church here, we're all on the same team, and an individual can either build onto that or tear it down. And instead of being distracted by selfish interest or selfish ambition, we're all working together for the same goal.
There's one thing in David's message that really stuck out to me, and kind of paraphrasing here, but it was something like, whatever you're doing or saying in the moment, it will either bring you forward or draw you back from God. There was another thing he said a while back that was kind of along those same lines, that you can either help or you can either be a good influence or bad influence on the group you're in, and you'll be either one of those. You can't just be neutral.
I really appreciate how Brother David talked about how the way God treats us on the judgment day is in our hands. So if we forgive others now, then, you know, God will treat us the way we treated other people. And so it's really not so much of like, I hope he, you know, is easy on me for the things I've done or whatever. It's all based on how we treated other people. So
one thing he said was about the dark cloud paths and how we keep seeing them and keep going down them, and then wonder how we got down here. But we need to learn to recognize those paths and stay away from them.
David said that we shouldn't give ourselves the credit for how far along we've gotten, but we need to just always remember that Jesus died for us and that we're all on earth under him, and we shouldn't look down on other people who are struggling.
Remember the covenant of the Most High and overlook faults. One thing that I appreciated from David's sermon was, I am nothing and that Jesus died for me.
Brother David said that Jesus died for me, and that is all I need, and that we do not need any other argument.